Welcome to Sports Talk with three stupid guys. All four stupid guys are here. How's it going, guys?
It's going pretty good.
Not too bad.
Not too bad. What about you, Matt? We can't see your smiling face today because you're trying something different.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike. Matt is now the diver. He's a. Do you?
I'm trying something different.
Do you scuba dive?
No, it's just a painting.
Okay. So. Is it your painting?
Yeah, I wish there was something more to it.
Well, no,
yeah,
it looks, yeah, it's, it looks good.
The earth kind of at night, and then
it's deep. You know. It's very deep.
Yeah,
deep underwater. So,
I think it's man's journey to try to.
It's part of a planet. It's part of a planet series that I did, and
Russ is probably wondering why is there no food in the painting.
You've seen Simon.
No, I'm going over the text message. Matt just text messaged me his picks. He said I can do them for him. I got them right here.
Nice. I don't think Matt said that, but we'll go with that. Anyway, this show, if you like this show and other shows like it, like soon there'll be The Walking Dead, The Amazing Race, Survivor, Broadcast, Married Man, Leftovers, Westworld, on and on and on and on. You can go the whole enchilada feed. You can support this show and other shows like this by going to patreon.com/JayandJack and become a patron, or you can go to jayandjack.com and just click on the become a patron thing. So it's that easy, that simple. And I think we should get right into it. We've started a little late, so, and we got two live viewers out there, two live viewers listening. I don't have my chat up, so I'll just have to take
one day. Yak will join the chat.
Well, I can't do two things at once. I get confused and it's no good.
No, you like to look at yourself instead of looking at the chat.
It's good. Yeah, because I'm more interesting.
Hey, Mike, after the show, tell me how to go into the chat because I don't know how to do that.
Yes, sir.
Once you go in there, you'll never want to come back out.
Now we have slurring Matt again.
Okay.
Once you go in, it's almost like
I'd cut him off if I were you. Yeah,
you might as well just bring the video back, Matt.
Yeah, because it's still slurring. You almost sound like a drunk John Wayne. I want to come back, you know, pilgrim.
Make my day.
Yes. You there, Matt? You good? Do we lose Matt?
Ed wants to know why.
I'm going to try to.
Ed wants to know why you're not wearing a Chargers hat this week. Is it all because they can't see the loss? You're just too embarrassed to wear the Chargers hat.
No, I got the Aztecs. They beat Cal, and in San Diego fashion, they tried to give it up. They're up by 11 points with 2:26 left, and almost lost. The Cal recovered an onside kick with 40-something seconds left, and luckily, didn't score. But that's the San Diego way. You got to make it interesting. You got to make it exciting.
And that was that was a perfect time game for you, right? It was like a late night game, started like 11:30, midnight.
Yeah, I don't have the game though because I don't have we cut that station out. We cut back on so I didn't have the CBS thing. But I was watching it on. I was watching it on ESPN. I was watching Narcos, but on my phone I had the game on. I go, what do you mean the game? How we not won by now? And when I saw the highlights later, I go, God, jeez. We're Donnell Pumphrey. That kid's gonna be. He should get some votes for the Heisman. There's 281 rushing yards against Cal.
I don't know. It's pretty hard. Like some of the stats these guys are putting up in college, there was an Arizona State player had 8 touchdowns on 15 touches, a running back.
That's crazy.
Then there was a quarterback for who was it? Louisville had 400 passing yards, 199 rushing yards, and 6 touchdowns. He's like,
my only hope is if he does get consideration that he doesn't get Geno Smith like Marshall Faulk did. Marshall Faulk played for San Diego State, got second to Geno Smith, and we know how great Geno Smith is.
Get it right. Geno Toretta from University of Miami.
All right, whatever he was, Geno.
Yeah,
Geno Smith was about 20 years later for
the Jets. Yeah, either way, Geno Toretta. What was that guy for ESPN that just he was just on his coattails, Geno Toretta, his older guy. He's Geno Toretta. And I go, Geno Toretta, he sucks. And if you're listening, Geno, I'm sorry, I apologize, but Marshall Faulk should have won the Heisman that year.
I think wasn't Geno Smith from West Virginia?
Yeah.
Yeah. Geno Smith, Geno Toretta. Either way, I try to take Geno Toretta and just because I can't. I still to this day can't believe. You know, it's funny though. What hurt Marshall Faulk was he didn't like to talk to the press. So what does he do now? What does he do for a living now?
Well, it was also that was like the first time you heard about San Diego State. So everybody thought of him as a small school. Like they hadn't built up the reputation yet back then.
And how good was Marshall Faulk in the pros?
But you can say that about so many players, like Heisman players. Like you can only judge them like about their college career. You can't like
he was fantastic, Marshall Faulk in college. You guys are just haters.
I'm just saying, tonight your video is a little off. The camera is like pointing.
Oh, because I'm trying to get on the chat. There I go. I'm on the chat now. All right, now I'm back.
I thought you were just advertising your Jay and Jack headphones that you have.
Yeah, there you go.
Look what you can get.
So we got Ed and Mike in the chat. That's Mike. You're Mike. Let's see. So Ed's the only one. So it's just you and Mike.
All the women from last week got this.
Oh, man.
Russ chased him off by calling them all chicks.
Chauvinist Russ. So did Matt just fall out completely? What happened to Matt?
He's going to get his trophy.
Okay. Well, let's start this thing. Let's start with the first game of the season. We had Cam Newton, the Carolina Panthers, rematch of the Super Bowl against the Denver Broncos. What'd you guys think of the game?
It was an exciting game. It was like going back and forth, but I don't know, like just hearing all the CTE stuff nowadays, like it's hard watching all those hits on Cam Newton.
Well, you know, they were pretty brutal and the fines came out today and Brandon Marshall got the worst. $24,000. I was shocked he wasn't suspended. That last hit did on it, he didn't even have his hands up. He just led with his helmet up underneath Cam Newton's chin. How was he not suspended?
Hey, so I got something on that. Actually, tonight at the rink, Sean DeZurek was there.
Yeah.
And we're talking about that, and he refs football. He refs, the upper elite high school football.
Yeah, which is the same as NFL.
Yeah. And so I was asking him about that, and he said, you know what? He goes, in the NFL, the referee with the white hat, his only job is to watch the quarterback for hits on the quarterback. He goes, he's right. Got one job. To watch the hits on the quarterback. He goes, how do you not call that? He goes, that guy, whoever was there, should not be reffing at the NFL because he's like, there are blatant hits from the crown of the head to the chin. He goes, he's got one job to do, and he can't even do it.
All right, I have a question for you. How many roughing the passer calls did Cam Newton get last year?
I would say one.
I don't know.
Zero.
Well, to be fair, he's a running quarterback, and you know I'm against that whole sliding thing. I think once you go across the line of scrimmage, you're open season. And I understand why they don't do it because they want to protect the quarterback. But that last hit, but my point is, okay, yeah, the guy in the white hat, the ref in the white hat, he messed it. He screwed up. What about the people watching? I'm watching. I go, he's got to get at least a game suspension. He drilled him right in the head. And you watch him. He lowers his shoulder down.
Well, no, he lowered his helmet and he just goes with the crown of his helmet.
There was no wrapping up. He wasn't trying to wrap up. He was trying to inflict pain. And they were getting away with it the whole game. So why wouldn't you do it?
Well, do you think some of that has to do with the fact that, like, you know, Cam Newton's not a very
popular.
Yeah, like he hasn't done himself good with the media per se. So, you know, it's like if that had been Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers those guys would have definitely been suspended for sure, 100%. But
you would hope that wouldn't come into effect like in the middle of a game.
No, because
do you think maybe that has something to do with who he is, though?
I would hate to think that's what, like Mike just said, I hate to think that's what it would be because literally you watch that play. I'm surprised Cam got back up to play. I don't know how he didn't get a suspension. At least a game. I was thinking two games. I don't know how he did. He got nothing.
So when you guys are reffing hockey, do you like, oh man, that guy's wife complained, like called up to the rink and complained like for like 15 minutes on the phone. I'm not going to call a penalty on this guy.
No, but you know what? When guys are out there running their mouths and stuff like that, like they lose those gray area penalties, you know.
Nothing dangerous. Really if there's a dangerous call, you call it. But if the borderline trip, a borderline interference, a borderline hold, a borderline, it's something that's borderline, then they say, okay, I'm not calling it.
You know, because that guy's been yapping at you all game. They're not going to get that call.
No.
Yeah, but what you were saying about Cam Newton, it's not like he's like complaining to the refs or like talking smack to the refs.
No, like I said, there should be no reason for that, especially because this is supposed to be the new NFL. We're going to protect all the players. And those were some brutal. And the last one, like I said, you watch it over and over again. He literally, Brandon Marshall, never put his arms out. He took his shoulder and helmet and just went right. He was going to inflict damage. And if I got a $24,000 fine, I'm making a lot of money. I'll do it again. You have to send a message, and that, to me, that was one of the national games of the week. That's what the first game of the season everyone was watching, and the NFL just said, "Oops."
Yeah, especially 24,000. Like, basically, the Denver defense will probably divide that up and pay the penalty themselves.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
like, yeah, here's $1,000. Here's 1,000.
I think one of the other guys got like 18,000, but to me, I literally could not believe he didn't get a suspension. I don't get. I want to just put a point too. I was watching the Colts game against Detroit, and Andrew Luck starts running. He slides. The other guy does everything he can to avoid him, and he kind of brushed up against him. Literally, just kind of brushed. It was like the only reason he hit him is because he kind of rolled over on him, and he got 15 yards. I go, wait, that's 15 yards, but you take a shot to the helmet, crown of the helmet under your chin. And that's nothing. So to me, that should be like a reviewable call. You should be able to challenge a hit like that. Because it happened in the Charger Chief game. Keenan Allen, before he got hurt, had his helmet ripped off. They called face mask, personal foul. And then they picked up the flag saying it wasn't a face mask. And the replay clearly showed he spun his head around and the guy took his helmet and threw it. So...
I don't recall seeing that at all.
I do recall seeing it because I was shocked, and then two plays later, Keenan Allen's laying on the field injured. And
do we have to talk about Keenan Allen?
Yeah. I missed the score of that game. Do you guys know who won?
I have no idea. Matt, maybe Matt, you're back.
The picture's back. Back. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. We were talking about the Cam Newton hit, and we're talking about Brandon Marshall today was fined $24,000 for that hit on him. I was shocked he wasn't suspended.
I was shocked.
That was like perfect slow.
Is
it really?
Yeah,
it's good enough.
Yeah, it's good enough.
It's slow still.
There you go. That's good. You may just keep your answers short, and it'll be fine.
Hey Matt, can you do one favor for me? Can you say the word?
No, absolutely not.
Can you say "you shall not pass" because you sounded exactly like Charlton Heston in the Ten Commandments? You shall not pass.
You suck.
Shame. Nope, shame.
Shame.
Shame. Shame.
Anyway, so I think we're all in agreement. Except, go ahead.
No, it just sucks. I hate being out of the loop.
No, right now you're good.
So
it's okay. Better than you not being here.
Good. I'm good for a moment.
Half a Matt is better than a full Russ. How about that?
By the way, Matt, we're
you being nice now.
You so. Picked Cleveland this week.
No, I'm not picking Cleveland ever. Not this season.
All right, second
or
thing
the
I had. The second thing I had.
About the same.
I had to talk about was Bill Belichick. Okay, now went into Arizona, messing Gronk, messing Tom Brady, messing some key players, and beat a team that a lot of people think could win the Super Bowl. And who was that? I'm sorry. Is that you, Russ?
What? No, that's not me.
Okay, I heard a buzz buzz. Was that you, Mike?
I don't think so.
I guess it was Mike. Anyway, so he goes in. So now do Patriots fans want to trade Tom Brady because they have the new quarterback? What do you think?
Do it. He's just as cute, you know.
He's just as cute. Okay.
You found a headline for this week's podcast.
He's just as cute. So what do you think? Is Tom Brady just part, because I know Patriots fans hate this, is he just part of a system? Like if he had gone to Cleveland, would we ever heard the name Tom Brady? If he'd gone to a team that, like say he went to New Orleans and was behind, well, Drew Brees wasn't there yet, but he went behind a quarterback that never got hurt and was a backup, would we ever heard of Tom Brady?
I don't think so. I mean, look at that quarterback that the Chiefs got from the Patriots when
Matt Castle.
Tom Brady was out. Matt Castle. Same thing. You know, yeah. He had really good numbers and signed to a big contract, and where is he at now?
Now, before the Patriots fans get upset, I'm not saying Tom Brady is not a great quarterback. You still have to deliver. But where would he be without Belichick?
Belichick? Yeah, we're not saying Brady's not a good quarterback. We are questioning whether Bill Belichick has like a voodoo doll in his
he's
doing like magic or something.
He's just there's no way I thought they'd go to Arizona and win that game.
The way he keeps multiplying these little like white receivers, like they're like gremlins, like pours water on them at night.
They just
keep popping out of nowhere.
It's just amazing what he can do. He has a system. Either follow the system or you get cut. I think he's very precise. I mean, some people, he'll always have that asterisk that he's
a cheater.
I mean, he'll always have that. People that hate the Patriots are going to think that, but they've been doing this since the year 2000. So it's 16 years they've been on top.
Oh, don't remind me.
I don't know if you saw my tweet. I said, is there any way we can take the Chargers out of the AFC West, put them in the AFC East, take the Patriots out, then the Chargers would be tied for first place.
But you said it would be a four-way tie for first. I think it would
four-way
be a
four-way tie. Four-way tie, yeah.
Four-way tie for last. Like, those teams, the way they play each season, it's like they try to, like, shoot themselves in the foot.
I know. It's just crazy. Then we have RG3. RG3, instead of running out of bounds, runs in. I watched the video. He actually runs into the guy, and now he's out 8 weeks.
Oh.
Is it the Cleveland curse or?
I think it's the Romo curse.
Romo curse.
As a fantasy football fan, I'm happy for Gary Byron.
What's the Romo curse?
I haven't won like three teams.
Who's that? Oh, the backup for
the tight end.
Oh, the tight end.
So Josh McCown likes to throw tight ends, whereas RG3 is always downfield bomb plays.
Right. Well, it is Cleveland's obviously the place where quarterbacks go to die. Because they've had – when was the last time they had a quarterback?
Bernie Kosar.
Bernie Kosar. Has it been that long, Bernie Kosar?
Yeah, that's the last good quarterback I can remember for Cleveland.
Tim Couch.
Whatever.
Well, to be honest, RG3 also went to Washington, the other place that good quarterbacks go to die. So the tour.
That's true. But Cleveland, yeah. Man, you almost got to feel – if I wasn't a Charger fan, I'd feel sorry for him. But, man, they're just bad.
They got LeBron in Cleveland, so they're all right.
And the last thing I have on my list here is Keenan Allen, star receiver for the San Diego Chargers, out for the year, torn ACL. I just said literally Kansas City couldn't cover him. They couldn't cover him. He was always open. Does this cut – non-contact, no contact, falls down. I go, you got to be kidding me. But then he got hurt.
I only draft Keenan Allen in his bad years.
Yeah. Well, he's been hurt the last 3 years.
No, but last year he had while he was playing, he was putting
I was actually at the game he got hurt in Baltimore. He lacerated his kidney, making a great touchdown catch in the end zone. He just has bad luck. This is the third year in a row he's gotten hurt. I don't know what to do with him, but I feel bad for him. He's He's vowed to come back even stronger, better, faster. I don't know, I just felt bad for him. And then after that, after he went out, Chargers were up 21-3 at that point. Suddenly the coaches didn't know what to do. Again, you go to Bill Belichick, he loses four or five good players, always has an answer. Mike McCoy just I don't know. Let's just run out the clock. He literally tried to run out the clock.
Wait, you have a nickname for him.
McBallis. So Mike McBallis.
Yeah.
I think I can say this on this podcast, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, let me ask you this. If you guys had North Turner, would the result be the same?
Well, he had his share, you know, 4th and 29. I mean, the Monday night game against Denver, right, where the power of the AFC West went from the Chargers that owned the AFC West for 5 years. Manning comes there. We're beating him by 21 points going into the third quarter, and we end up losing by 14. So, yeah, I mean, it could have happened. I mean, they both were the same kind of coach. I think North Turner, once he got a lead, was pretty good about keeping it for the most part, I guess. But this coach, I keep hoping that he'll just say, I have nothing to lose. Let me just go all out. I have nothing. If I don't change my ways, I'm going to get fired. But he doesn't change. Very real important year this year.
I asked you on Monday when I saw you, would you have fired him after game one?
I would have fired him.
I would too, because you can still win out your season and have a good season with somebody in
well,
that's going to motivate
I wouldn't have brought him back this season. I would have said, okay, you had three seasons. We're digressing. You're just not. You don't have what it takes to be the head coach. Now I keep hoping he'll just say, all right, I gotta be ballsy. But he's not. There's a time. I mean, I don't know. It is what it is. And also Joey Bosa, the third overall pick in the draft, is not going to play again this week. He's still yet to practice. So, gotta love the organization. A year you have to win, and they could have used him in that game because the defensive line was thin and they were getting tired, and you could see it. Anyway, anything else you guys got, Russ?
What did you think about the report that came out that said the 49ers knew the play calls of L.A.?
Well, it's pretty much just give the ball to Gurley, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean.
Goal line formation, run.
I think that could be, I don't know, the Rams look pretty terrible, so. They look better in Hard Knocks. You know, maybe they cut the wrong players.
They did. I still say they go 7-9. They're still going 7-9.
Not with that offense.
I just remember that's the one thing that Fisher.
Did you know Fisher has a radio show? It's on from 7 to 9.
Oh, is it?
No joke.
Nationwide?
Are you kidding?
Well, I think just in LA.
Oh, just in LA, is it?
But 7 to 9, he has a.
Oh, I see what you're saying, because of 7-9 season. Is it on every day?
Probably once a week.
Yeah, well, that's the one thing I remember from the show. He was adamant that they are not a 7-9 team. This is funny.
Yeah, they might be a 5-11 or 4-12 this year.
I don't know. He's coming up on close on having the one of the top losing records.
Oh yeah, he has his third most losses ever.
Yeah,
right now.
And you know, it's funny we think about that. You always think of him with Tennessee being a really good coach, but I guess he wasn't.
He was with the back when they were the Houston Texans. He was the coach.
You mean the Houston Oilers?
Houston Oilers, yeah.
Yeah. I guess I keep forgetting he was with the. He's been around for a long time, and he releases players. He's pretty cool about releasing players. Hey, you know what day it is? Hey. Sorry, it's that day, and you got to go.
Jeez.
But thanks for working out. Hope it works out for you. Blah, blah, blah.
Come on, Jack. Spoiler alert. That was like episode 4 or 5. I'm still on episode 2.
Well, I didn't tell you who got released.
I know, but I was looking forward to how Jeff Fisher would say it.
That's how he said it.
All right. I don't want to watch it anymore.
You don't have to. He told Junior Seau's nephew to gain weight. Work out. The one Marine guy said, your uncle would be proud of you. I said, oh, okay. Anyway, anything else you got? Got Russ, Mike, you have anything you want to add to the?
I was going to talk around 4 p.m. on Sunday. It was crazy trying to watch the Red Zone channel. It was like nonstop action with every game going on. You had Green Bay, Jacksonville. All these games were going down to the last second.
I know, which sucked because I was watching the Charger game. So I didn't watch the Red Zone. Only during commercials I flip over to the Red Zone. That's why I hate when the Chargers play the 1 o'clock game, because I get to watch all the games. And I did say, though, when the Chargers intercepted that ball and didn't score and missed that field goal, I turned to myself because I only one there, and I go, we're going to lose. We're up by 17 points at that point. I go, we will lose this game. And I was right.
And that's exactly how I felt. 7 seconds left in the Colts-Detroit game.
Yeah, what's with your defense?
Because at some point I was like, really? We can't stop them for 37? I don't know.
Well, the whole defense is
like 37 seconds. You can't stop the Lions? Well, there's that. But
I would just be watching the game. It's like, here goes another guy to the locker room. Another guy to the locker room.
So they had a lot of injuries?
Yeah.
Was Ed Hockley stepping on their foot or something?
They did have a lot of injuries, although Moore, who had left early, like he did come back and play later in that game. So, but yes, they have suffered some injuries. Yeah, I think Ed Hockley just like moved his torso around and accidentally hit a player.
He flexed.
Anyway, I feel your pain. Not really, because
I've got one more game to talk about.
Okay.
I want to talk about the ending of the Cowboys-Giants game.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about it. Bring it up.
Yeah,
I just don't
understand how you drop a play and the play is to get out of bounds and you don't get out of bounds.
That kept happening over and over, because that happened in that game in Detroit and Indy too, because Detroit was yelling, Stafford was yelling at his receivers for not.
It happens all the time. But the Williams, the receiver is Williams, and I guess he said that if you think you can do a better job than me, come do it. I go, yeah, I can pretty much run out of bounds.
Yeah, I can definitely run for my life out of bounds for sure.
Because, you know, if I know I need a field goal, it was a field goal with tie, right?
Yep.
Or to win, was it win or tie?
Come on, we're stupid guys.
To win.
Remember the name of the show.
I think they were down by one.
But he could have easily have run like 5 yards towards, you know, he didn't have to go straight out of it. He had nobody around him. He could have run like 5 or 6 yards, got out of bounds. It had been a long field goal, but it's pretty much indoors. I just looked at the guy and go, I can't believe he stayed in bounds. I go, what an idiot. You know what would have happened if he was for the Patriots? He'd be on the streets, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
He'd be
Well,
cut.
No. He would have gone out of bounds because they play to their system.
Yeah.
New England doesn't usually make mistakes like that.
No, but they would have. But if someone does make a stupid mistake, they do get cut.
Yeah.
Because Belichick won't put up with it.
Or they get sent to jail for 2 murders.
Yeah, exactly. They frame him for a murder, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I just couldn't. You know, I was watching that game and I couldn't believe that happened. I was like going, all you got to do, it's kind of like the referee with the white hat. You got one job to do. You got to get out of bounds. That's it.
Yep. It's crazy. Crazy. Anyway, you guys ready to get in some of these picks? Oh, well, let's go over the standings. Matt, you're in first place so far. You had 12 wins. Good week for you. Oh, we lost Matt.
Just as he was about to celebrate his victory. Week one.
Anyway, we got Russ. You're in second place with 11. And Mike and Jack at 8. Am I correct there, Mike?
You got 8. I have 7.
Oh, you have 7.
Oh, but the bonus point, 8. I forgot about that.
You did have 8.
Yeah.
You're trying to cheat.
I think we need to do a new rule where if one person's team wins and the rest of our teams lose, then that person gets an extra point.
Yeah, but Dolphins only have like 5 chances of that.
The Chargers could go 0-16. So no, I'm not going for that.
When your team's ranked really bad, it's a horrible rule.
If I was a, you know what, my new team's the Patriots.
So, all right, I'm a Packers fan this year.
So there, how's that work for you, Russ? Love those Patriots. Go.
Hey, you know what? We all did pick a different Super Bowl winning team. Those could be our teams.
Let's see. Who did I pick?
You picked Arizona.
Oh, yeah, and they already lost. Let's see.
I picked New England, Carolina, and Green Bay.
Huh. I don't know. Now, you're just creating more work for Mike and me, myself. So
it's hard enough to do this as it is.
And we are actually like video podcasting. We're not just sitting back like doing a picture.
Yeah, I know you're probably eating or something, Russ.
Cooking hamburgers right now, flipping rubber.
We know the deal. We know what's going on. Is Matt okay? Do we need to call 911 for Matt?
Hey, maybe Matt should go to Jack in the Box. They have pretty good Wi-Fi.
Well, we did have someone who was on Game of Thrones who recorded the last podcast at McDonald's because his internet wasn't working at his house in Tennessee.
Wow.
Now he's on. Now he lives in Los Angeles. We're recording The Married Man yesterday, and all I kept hearing was sirens outside his house. I go. That's nice. Anyone text Matt, see if he's coming back? I mean, I can stall for a while, but
Matt texted Buffalo.
Oh, he did say Buffalo. Okay. All right. So I'm gonna go. I'll go to the Bills. Russ, you're going to go? Oh, Matt's back.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry about all this.
We just stalled a little bit.
Buffalo.
Okay.
We were just saying how it was total BS that you're in first place this week with 12 wins.
Yeah, how did that happen? I'd go back and check the tape, but I couldn't hear you anyway, so I can't remember if that's what you really picked. Or
Screw you, Jack.
All right, thank you.
Screw you. You and your fancy internet.
My fancy internet. Well, it did take 2 months to get it, so. Anyway.
Price you pay.
Actually, I forgot. You can get this feed in the JaneJack.com. I think you can find this link in there. Why did Mike mute himself? You muted yourself, Mike.
I don't know.
Accident. Sorry.
Okay. Didn't show over.
I just want to keep the mistakes going up for the show. Like,
all right. Well, that's what we do here. I don't know why we're suffering here, but anyway, Russ, you're gonna pick.
What's the game?
Zero.
Giants versus the Buffalo Bills. I mean, I'm sorry. The Jets versus the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, Jets versus the Bills. I'll take the Bills all day long.
The Bills. Well, they played Cincinnati tough, though, the Jets. Anyway, Mike, we know, Matt, you're taking you took the Bills, right, Matt?
Yep.
Okay.
So it should be a clean sweep, but I'm going to go Jets here.
Wow. Taking chances already, Mike. Like that.
Yeah, Russ got rid of the lap band surgery. I don't know if he's going to be able to be ready for this week. He might go crazy.
We didn't talk about that. They have a picture of side-by-side with his brother, Rob. And Rob looks like he's missed a few sit-ups. Not that I'm judging. We've all missed a few sit-ups. But he's taken the band out to support his brother. They're going to do it together.
Hey, some people kneel during the pledge of the
national anthem.
The anthem.
And some people take
and some people lap belts off. Yeah, in solidarity. So I don't know. People celebrate in different ways. I'm crazy this year.
Anyway. Russ, Cincinnati or Pittsburgh? Pittsburgh looks pretty good.
I'll take Pittsburgh.
Matt.
I'm taking Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh. And Mike, you're going to go with Cincy?
I'll go Pittsburgh.
We're going to sweep it. I'm going Pittsburgh.
First sweep of the night.
Next up is Matt his two favorite teams, Tennessee versus D-Town.
Yeah. Boy, this is a worm burner.
I'm picking Detroit. Yeah, I'm still picking Detroit. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on with Tennessee. So
they're not very good.
But I've seen at least how Detroit plays.
Detroit can score.
Yes, they can score.
Hey, let me
as long as your defense rolls over like a little beaten dog, you know.
Let me ask you guys this.
Sorry.
Who do you think
this is not Michael Vick?
Who do you think would win between Tennessee and St. Louis or Tennessee and LA?
St. Louis, the first St. Louis of the year.
Yep. I thought you lose a point every time you say St. Louis. That was your rule, Russ.
Matt overruled that rule.
Yeah. But that was Russ's rule that he tried to implement. Yeah. I think
I wanted to add it, but
oh, it was Mike. Okay, yeah.
It would have been a fun rule to have.
That's why I just say the Rams.
That would have been a fun rule.
The Rams.
Yeah. Anyway, who do you think would win right now between Tennessee and LA?
Where's it going to be played at?
The moon.
We'll say a game in each park. They play each other twice.
Then they'd split.
Do you think they would?
I think they'd split.
Wow.
I mean, you got Todd Gurley. I mean, he's going to get his yards. He's going to get – I mean, he's fantastic running back, so he's going to get his yards.
Right. All right, an imaginary hypothetical. I'm going Tennessee. Are we ready to set this game down?
Yeah.
When do you actually play it?
Yeah. If they don't play it, I win because they split.
Matt, who you got, Tennessee or LA?
Tennessee, especially if they're on the moon with like spacesuits and stuff like that.
It also depends if Trump's president, if he keeps Mexicans out, because LA might have some Mexicans on their team.
So that could be it too.
So we have to worry about that too. We have to factor that in.
There's so many factors going on.
The stipulation is this: Hockley is the referee.
Now he'll be quick. He'll have a quick whistle. Could decide the game. So we don't know.
Oh, so if Clinton's president, then no guns allowed.
In the vacuum of space.
No guns allowed in space.
Well, if Clinton's president, what if both? I must call right now. If Clinton's president, they both get dehydrated and pass out. So nobody wins. It ends in a tie. What do you think? Oh, we kid. Mike,
face off.
Tennessee or Detroit?
Since Jim Bob Cooter has taken over at offense coordinator of Detroit, Stafford has thrown, I think, 22 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. So he might have a figure out right now. I'm going to go to Detroit.
What's his name?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Cooter,
this is
okay.
First you're hearing of it?
I just, when I hear that name, I think Dukes of Hazzard.
You think he'd be coaching Carolina or Georgia or something?
Yeah.
Jim Bob Cooter.
I don't know if you guys watched Dukes of Hazzard, but they had a guy on there. I think
there's some good old boys.
Cooter, something like that.
They're never meaning no harm.
Yeah, never meaning no harm. He ran for Congress or something like that. The guy that played Cooter or Cruder on there, whatever his name was. He wore the Daisy Dukes. That's.
I like.
I don't know which show you
were.
I
like
Enos.
Cooter did.
I like.
He didn't wear the Dukes.
I like Enos.
He was looking at the Daisy Dukes.
They did what, Matt?
Of course you would.
Wait.
I don't know what I said. I said something about him driving a truck.
You come with subtitles?
let's move on with the show.
Can you use flashcards or something?
Me?
Matt, yeah. Matt's drinking cold medicine tonight.
I wish.
I'm also
it,
going
it sounds, with... It sounded like you said Cleveland Browns.
I'm also going with D-Town. Russ?
D-Town. Lock it up.
It's a sweep. Next up is Mike. We got B-More versus Cleveland. All right. Can I make this easy? Anybody picking Cleveland?
Matt.
I have heard that Cleveland rocks.
Cleveland nope. rocks.
But I'm going to go Baltimore.
Okay. I'm also going Baltimore.
Hey, should we do a spread on this one?
Is it 10 or more?
It's 7.
Nope. We don't do it.
Jack just wants to speed through the show, get through in like 10 minutes.
Only if it's 10 or more. That's the rules. That's the rules. We put it's in our bylaws.
Sims are great.
Ooh, I'm up next. Tough one. Dallas versus Washington. Since it's in Washington, I will pick Washington. I was listening to something on ESPN radio. Some guy was calling him the Washington racial slurs.
That was probably a Dan Le Batard show.
Yeah, it was the Dan Le Batard show. The Dan Le Batard show. What's two guys?
You need to listen to the Kurt Russell. He was on the show like yesterday or 2 days ago. Really good interview.
The actor Kurt Russell.
Yeah, I know. It's your cinematic hero.
I know. But is it? So they have a podcast out there?
Yeah.
Okay, let me write this down.
Definitely listen to it.
All right.
So it's really good.
Russell, you're taking?
Dallas.
I'm still writing it down, sorry. Because I will not remember. Okay, Dallas. Okay, taking Dallas. You know, Romo's not playing.
I know.
We lost Madigan.
I like that quarterback they have, though, Prescott.
Yeah, he missed a lot of open receivers.
I don't like him not throwing Dez Bryant as a Dez Bryant owner.
How do you guys like that one catch that Dez Bryant made in the end zone? It looked like a great catch, but then he rolled over and it was laying there. I go, no, sorry, Dez. You ain't getting this one either. He was so mad. I go, what does he not get about the rule? That's the rule. I don't like the rule, but that's the rule. That's what it happens. You don't. It's a stupid rule, but you have to have the ball all the way through the play. You have to have control of it. You land it out of bounds. The ball's laying on the ground. Blah 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 blah. Wah. That's the rule, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Anyway,
that's Matt. The rule.
Matt, Dallas or Washington?
Matt, are you like building a computer over there? Holy cow.
Yep, I'm building it. I'm building a big one.
What's that show on AMC? I'm picking Halt Dallas, and Catchmeyer.
Okay. Give me a break, okay?
Jack, I'll go with Breaking Bad because the show has been Breaking Bad the whole time.
The only problem with Breaking Bad, eventually. To go Breaking Bad, you actually have to be good at one point, right? Continuing Bad.
Do we still have two listeners?
Are you being mugged, Matt?
Yes. Trust me, we got Becky and Ed. And they're just about to start fighting over Cowboys.
Yeah. It's like fighting over the Chargers and Cowboys. Why? Why? I mean, what is the debate? I don't get it.
Fun fact, Cowboys haven't won a home game in a year.
Really?
Oh.
I didn't know that.
Sounds like he's backing up now.
I am. I'm out of here, guys. Get me out of this podcast. I didn't ask for this.
Okay. Matt, while you're still breathing, Dallas or Washington?
I'm taking Dallas, unfortunately.
Okay. And Mike.
Oh, man.
Don't worry about that noise, guys.
It's okay.
I will change up. I'll go with the Washington Warriors.
Okay. All right, next up we have Russ, New Orleans versus the Giants, the New York Giants with Shelai Manning.
Who's favored in that one?
Probably the Giants at home, I'd assume.
Giants by 4.5.
Wow. Yeah, I'll take the Giants.
Taking the Giants.
All right.
Giants?
Yeah, I heard you. Yeah. Cool. Gotcha. Okay. I thought you were just doing Morse code.
Like the crazy kid now. I'm just trying to like make sure that you hear me.
We can. You're perfect now. Did you go and you break into your neighbor's house? Is that what you did? You stole their internet?
I'm trying to find better internet. It's got to be around here somewhere.
The alarm's off. He's got internet. We're all good to go.
Ed's going, dive, dive, dive. It's like a submarine. Woo! Anyway, luckily no one's listening.
Oh, my God.
Mike, you're going to go with?
Giants.
That was awesome.
I'm going to rock the boat here. I'm going to go New Orleans. I don't know why. I'm going to New Orleans.
Oh, that's who we're picking?
What game are we on?
I'm totally pulling a Russ. I'm going to go to the store and get some tacos.
Okay. Well, get some for us. Next up, Matt, you are up next. It's the 49ers, who look so impressive on Monday night. They don't look like they're going to lose a game against the team that I think they peaked last year. They're going down, the Carolina Panthers. So I can put you down for the 49ers?
Panthers on this one. I think that if you look at the points there, or the spread.
Yeah, this is a spread game.
Oh, yeah. Is it a spread game?
13.5.
Yeah. Wow.
Biggest spread of the season.
All right, first, is
all 2 weeks.
Anybody picking San Francisco? Straight.
Hell no.
Okay. No.
All right, Matt, you're getting 13.5 points?
Okay. I'm taking it.
Is it 13.5, Mike?
With the points.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So you're taking Frisco plus 13.5. Mike.
I will take 13.5. As bad as they looked, what was it, 28-0 they got blown out? I'm going to go Carolina.
Oh, you're taking Carolina. Threw me off there. So, Carolina. I'm going to go. Yeah, it was a fluke. I'm going to go with. I hate giving that many points to somebody. I'm going to go.
Somebody did tweet out on Twitter, always take the points.
Yeah, that was me. Let's see. I'm going to take the 49ers plus 13.5. Russell?
Oh, boy. So we're basically saying the Panthers got to win by 2 touchdowns, right?
That's what we're basically saying.
That's the math.
I'm going to take the 49ers for the points.
All right.
You know, the bonus points don't count anyway.
So Russ, you're tied for first.
You're right. I'm tied for first.
So now you do admit the bonus points count. So
that
it was 25 points to pick the right Super Bowl winner last year.
So
that was like a chess move by Matt. I applaud that.
No, the best thing is you saved your best move for when your internet was working. That's the best part.
No, so you guys can hear me now perfectly fine.
You're perfect. So
you're on Verizon now.
So tell your neighbor. Tell your neighbor thanks.
I just drove away from my house. That was my problem. The problem was my internet the whole time.
There's darn kids and your wife.
Did you really drive away from your house?
I did. Yeah.
He's in North Carolina right now.
Desperate times call for desperate measures. Got to make these picks, or else Russ is going to convince you otherwise.
So Russ, if you need anything from Jack in the Box, Matt is on the way to North Carolina.
That is awesome.
I will give you an extra point for a couple of tacos.
Yes, I will. I'll give you 5 points.
Wow. I can't afford that. I don't have that many points.
Well, I'll keep that in mind. And before I forget, or something else weird happens with my internet, Instagram. I created an Instagram for 3 Stupid Guys. You can search us out just by typing in those words. It's spelled out, though, 3 Stupid Guys. And yeah, sometimes I might post pictures of our texts.
It's like NSA.
You already did it.
Yeah, I did.
I feel like I'm part of the Democratic Party. I'm just getting hacked left and right.
All right, Matt, you're not getting any more new pictures from me.
I won't post them. And I even shared the picture that Russ and I were kind of ribbing each other through text. That sometimes happens. And so I'll try to share and remember to post some photos on there, but please follow us if you like our show.
I always get notification when you send a text and when you post something on Instagram, Matt. Every time. Yeah, every time it goes ding, I go, oh, Matt posted something on Instagram.
Huh.
Ding, Matt posted, and it's usually like in the middle of the night.
So middle
I'll,
of the
I'll
night.
I'll look at my phone, I'll go, okay,
that
that's good.
Bastard.
Matt just woke me up. But you're the only person I get a notice that you posted something on Instagram.
Yeah, you must have that turned off for me because you'd be like awake 24/7.
Yeah, I would. I think I'd probably unfollow you if that was the case.
Huh. That's.
I don't know why. I have no idea why. I have no idea.
Yeah, that's a weird technical social media glitch to share.
But, it goes ding, ding, yeah. ding. I'm like going, okay.
So does it post always for me, just Matthew Eichhoff? Because I have, but or does it do it for Three Stupid Guys as well?
No, just your personal one.
You're his favorite. You're his favorite, Matt.
I don't know how I set it up that way. I'm just like going, okay, all right. Usually I go in there and try to like him, but sometimes I just can't do it because I'm
that's the only reason he has a phone, to see it when Matt posts a picture.
Exactly.
Right.
Matt, post a picture. I'm excited.
Maybe it's going to be that picture of the divers again.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I like that.
Bringing it back around.
All right. Why Matt still has internet, we'll go with Mike. You're up next. It's your Miami Dolphins, who played Seattle so tough at home. Thought they had it. I thought that even Dominic Sue stepped on Russell Wilson's foot, and he won't even get fined for it because it truly looked like an accident.
As a Miami Dolphins fan, we've just been so beaten down that we were just expecting the worst. As like, I'm sure you know that is as a Chargers fan.
Oh, yeah. You always expect the worst.
You just know it's coming. And then you're like, you have hope. You're like, oh, man, Gronkowski's out. Brady's out. And oh, no, the Patriots are good again. They beat the Cardinals at the Cardinals.
So you're picking the Dolphins? Here. You're going Miami?
I'm going New England.
New England. Yeah, I'm also going to go New England. I just don't see how Miami can win. They have a good defense, though. Their defense looked pretty good against, but Seattle has a pretty boring offense. Pretty vanilla, pretty.
Yeah, that was a boring game to watch. There was so much punting.
Yeah, and like, we don't know if Russell Wilson's, if he's, the injury's more severe than it's supposed to be.
Yeah, he's going to play, but you don't know if he'll be able to run.
Right. We'll see what happens. Russ, you're going with?
So the game is New England-Miami?
Miami versus New England. And they're predicting 12 feet of snow.
I got New England.
Okay. And Matt?
New England.
Just Instagram your picks.
Okay. I'll just do that from now on.
Next up is me. Wow. KC versus Houston. Wow. Brock Osweiler versus Alex Smith. Jamaal Charles is not going to be playing in this game again.
They look pretty good with Spencer Ware filling in.
Yeah. Well, you know, I could run over the middle too against San Diego. I'm going to go Houston. I think J.J. Watt puts a hurting on Alex Smith. Russell?
I'll take Kansas City.
Hey, did the chat freeze up? Cause I'm still locked. Or did they just stop talking?
No, it's still going. Ed wants to know if he can open up the Pick'em group. Ed and Freak both asked about that.
The Pick'em group. Oh, I don't have.
Yeah, they don't know why the group got locked.
I think it gets locked after the first game.
Yeah, you don't want anybody coming back from behind like. That wasn't me.
That was
definitely Matt.
That was me. Yeah, I had to plug in and charge my phone. So
keep the streak going. Keep everything good going this week.
We'll start calling you. Right now, you're the Mike McCoy of this podcast.
I have not pissed all over the toilet seat of this podcast yet.
No, that's
Cole McCoy.
Cole McCoy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mike McCoy is the coach of the Chargers. You can go with Jason Garrett if you want to. Okay,
for a new podcast listener, that's a call back to like 3 years of us sports talking through Super Grass. If you want to go back to those episodes,
if you want to know what the story is, for now on, you have to become a patron, and I'll tell you. How's that? For 25 cents, I will tell you the story.
Or Matt will post it on Instagram and chat.
Yeah, there you go. I like Ed said, Matt is the new Russ.
You take that back, Ed.
That's the meanest thing anybody's ever said in the chat.
Oh, man, that's pretty cruel. Russ, did you go with Kansas City?
I did.
Okay. I wrote it down, but it's been so long, can't remember. Matt, you're going with?
Kansas City.
Okay. And Michael.
I think we have our first 50-50 split of the night. I'm going with Houston.
No, I think our first one was 50-50. I'm looking.
Who else went? Houston.
Nope.
Well, it must have been Jack.
That is our first 50-50 split.
Come on. Come on now.
I'm sorry, Mike. I should have questioned you. Mike, you're up next. Seattle versus the Rams.
I cannot believe how horribly the LA Rams looked on Monday Night Football. I have to go Seattle here.
Yeah, you think they at least score. But nope, I got to go Seattle. Russ?
I'll take Seattle.
How far are you away from the mic, Russ?
Nothing. My phone fell.
Oh, see, you're trying to outdo me, Russ.
Okay. He's on the patio. He's on the patio. The burger's almost ready.
Now Russ is the new Matt.
Like, I brought my A game today. I got out of the zone, and I'm into the free zone now where I can talk to you guys.
Matt's on a walkie-talkie right now.
Is that what it sounds like?
No, you sound fine. It's probably a CB. 10-4, good buddy. 10-4.
Over and out. Seahawks. Hey, we didn't get the spread on this game, Mike. This seems like you should be in your zone.
Well, no, because Russell Wilson, they don't know if he's going to play or not, so they didn't put a spread out.
Yeah.
Oh.
But it's clean sweep with Seattle?
Yep, Seattle.
All right, next up we have Tampa Bay. We got Matt. We can see Matt.
Yeah.
With guitars.
Yeah.
He's at Guitar Center. Guitar Center is Wi-Fi. It's like Walking Dead. He found like a new location.
And I'm holding my phone, so it's a little weird. So I'll try not to be all.
So are you upstairs now?
Are you at your neighbor's house?
No, I'm actually at my work. So.
Oh, you drove to work.
Okay. Yeah, I drove to work. This is kind of like the back room.
Well, how far away was it?
It's about a 7-minute drive.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Did you pass a Jack in the Box on the way there?
No, that's further. I'd have to go further north, and I just really didn't want to waste my time.
Okay,
doing that.
Well, you just lost the point now.
Yeah.
Is that like
you waste your time?
Is that 7 minutes real time, or 7 minutes walking time, like Walking Dead time? That'd be like. Like 50 miles, like 100 miles Walking Dead time.
Yeah.
It's 15 minutes on my bike. So, yeah, 7 minutes Walking Dead time.
You rode your bike there?
No. But okay. In the summertime.
Yeah. You know, in Walking Dead, it would be noise. Three seasons.
I was going to say, that was like dedication for this podcast. If he rode his bike to,
that's to like work. A, man, that's just.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
Can't call me McNoballus now.
Hey, tune in next week when Matt will take his skateboard to work.
I like that. That sounds good.
All right, Russ. Tampa Bay versus Arizona.
I'm going to take Zona.
All right. Tampa Bay looked pretty good on
Winston looks a lot better this year.
He looked a lot better this year.
Lost a lot of weight. Finding receivers looked pretty good.
Has a great arm, so well, we'll see. Matt?
I'm taking Zona as well. So that Fitzgerald, he didn't want to give up. I mean, he was fighting every
he's a great player
in that game. Yeah.
Michael?
I think Fitzgerald got a future in the NFL, but yeah. I'm going to go Arizona also.
You see where he said, I'm not, because we were reporting he was going to retire? He said, I'm not retiring. Where did this come up? Where did this come from? I'm not retiring. I'm also going to go with Arizona. Because he looks good. Why would you retire? Maybe he could retire and then go on Dancing with the Stars.
Like Brian Lochte.
Yeah.
Maybe Fitzgerald would go take a piss on a bathroom.
Yeah, there you go.
Gas station.
Well, they had Calvin Johnson's on Dancing with the Stars.
Or by a bar, and get it accused for murder. So... Colts receiver.
Marvin Harrison?
Marvin Harrison. I kept thinking M something. So,
come on, from your team.
I know. It took a lot out of me.
He had 144 catches in 1 year, I think.
Eight in his time.
Well, I think the record's 143.
I'm going off the top of my head. I didn't even look it up.
Because they said Keenan Allen last year was on pace for 146. But he got hurt. So, anyway. Next up is Matt.
Hey, Matt, did Marvin Harrison ever get charged with that or no?
No, they charged Aaron Hernandez. He just added to his like list of kills.
Yeah, it had to be Aaron Hernandez. Starts with an H. Dial H for murder.
I don't think he was ever there was never a trial where he was like, yeah, you're going away for murder. You know, because, I mean, clearly he was honored, right? Like, after the fact, like.
And he's in the Hall of Fame.
That's why Peyton Manning left, because he was worried about getting murdered.
Yeah. And the NFL would never put any, there'd be nobody in the NFL who ever committed murder in the NFL Hall of Fame. Oh, wait, O.J. Simpson. Well,
Rick Ruth hiding in the back of a trunk. Yeah.
I'm sorry, O.J. Simpson was never convicted, so I can't say that legally. Matt, you're up. Jags versus the San Diego Chargers.
They might be on their last breath, but the Jacksonville Jaguars, you know, they looked really good.
Man, I think they're going to win division or something.
Yeah.
Who did they play? Because they played them tough.
Green Bay. But that team's going to win a Super Bowl.
I'm going to pick the Chargers.
So you're going the Chargers?
I'm going the Chargers. They have the points.
Mike?
The sexy pick. Jacksonville Jaguar. All the sexy young players. The great offensive players. Jacksonville.
I'm going to go the Chargers because who cares? I think the Chargers, it's a home game. Chargers should win it.
Who cares? Why are we even doing this podcast?
Well, the best thing about Jacksonville being there, there'll be more Charger fans there than the opposing team. Because Jacksonville doesn't travel very well. So, you know, it's not like people go, oh, I got to go from Florida. Oh, hey, San Diego's a destination city. You know, Florida's, Jacksonville's nice. It's nice and sunny. So,
yeah, people in Jacksonville don't even travel to Jacksonville.
No, they don't. They don't. And Russ, you're going with?
I'll take your San Diego team, Jack.
If they play like they did in the first half, it'll be a blowout against Kansas City. But if they play like they did the second half, it'll be a blowout for the Jags.
And you have another angry customer in the chat, Jack.
Who's
Tim
that?
Tim Judge is angry that he can't get in to the pick 'em.
Hey, it's not my thing. I'll try to go in there and see if you guys can do it. But what do you want me to do?
Tim and Ed are gonna like take a knee for every chat every week until they can get into the pick 'em.
There we go.
I will try to see if I can open up. I remember trying before and I couldn't get it to open up.
I think Ed's wondering why he should be in a Patreon anymore. He's like he's ready to like quit quit it all.
What?
Well, I'm sorry. The league's run by someone in the post office. What do you want me to do? I'm sorry. They lost the password. How's that? No, I will try. I will try to. But I think I tried before and I couldn't reopen it. I tell you what, I'll give you. We'll have a. I didn't even make any picks. You can have mine.
That's right. You didn't.
I forgot to make my picks right off the bat, so someone can take my team.
I say just make it public.
As soon as I saw all of
you don't have to worry about like.
Can you make it public?
I've seen a lot of public pick'ems.
So. Well, how do you make it public?
I'm not.
You you pick a pack of pickled peppers.
And just so you know, Tim is raising his fist in protest right now, and he will not let it down until he's in the pick'em.
Oh, he's gonna be tired. Anyway, next up we have. I will try. I will try. Okay, guys, I will try. And I'll post it on the Facebook page. If I get it on there, I'll say, "Hey, come on in, guys. Have fun." All right, I will give it a shot. Maybe not tonight because I get up in about 6 hours and go see.
Do you promise Tim and Ed that you will not watch another episode of Deadwood until you open up the pick 'em?
I will not watch another episode of Deadwood I'm already finished with it, my rewatch. So
I know, but that's like the 26th rewatch. You got 27th coming up next month.
No, I got to do I'm thinking about Southland rewatch. You ever watch Southland?
Never heard of it.
Come on.
Is that a concert? Is that a band?
No, it's a cop show.
All right, then not interested.
Okay. All right, so who's up next? Oh, it's
Jack.
Mike. No, it's not me.
Matt was the 12th, so we're back to...
It's you.
No, all right. It's Mike.
Atlanta
on the board here. This game.
Atlanta versus Oakland, the Oakland Raiders, who you got to admit, that's Jack Del Rio. Very gutsy call. Could have went for the tie, but no, he showed some guts on the road and got the 2-point conversion. He easily got it.
Even responded to an ESPN tweet.
Where Clayton was questioning him?
Well, no, ESPN tweeted out, like, the percentage chance of win was, like, 50% if you kicked the extra point and 44% if you went 2 points.
Yeah.
And he responded back, good thing ESPN's not the coach of the Oakland Raiders.
You know who runs those? It's John Clayton.
Of course.
Yeah, so
we
got to get a John Clayton.
Yeah, take that.
But back to the game here. I'm going to go Oakland.
Or gold.
Yeah, as much as I hate to pick Oakland, because I hate Oakland, but they're going to win. Russ, you're going with the Atlanta?
I got Oakland.
Okay.
Oakland.
All right, clean sweep. We're really not taking too many chances here.
This would be an easy week to score.
Next up.
Should have been a quick show.
Next up.
But someone had to mess it all up.
That happens.
Bike rides.
Next up is me. We have the Indianapolis Colts, who cannot afford to go 0-2. Because they're in a tough division versus the Denver cheating Broncos. Because Natalie in Seattle's not here, right?
Nope.
All right.
Ever since I picked against her team.
Again, you don't pick against Denver and Denver. I'm picking Denver. Russell?
Taking Denver.
Matt?
I'm taking Denver as well. And you can't even guilt me into it.
Wow, picking against your own team.
Look, the only difference that I saw, and I saw the Denver game and the Colts game, the only thing that I saw the difference between the two teams is that Denver has a defense. So,
and a hard-hitting defense.
So
Yeah. Hard-hitting defense.
Hey, are you going to watch the game from your car?
Spike, he's going to put on the handlebar.
Yeah,
he's gonna go.
I'm gonna actually duct tape it to the front of my car.
You know, what I do as I go around to Best Buy, because they probably have like 50 TVs with the game on. And you can take your pick.
I just watch it on normal TV.
I used to do that years ago when my kids were young, and there'd be a Charger game. I might go, you said you'd go out shopping. Of course, well, she doesn't speak like that, but you know, if she did, I'd say, okay, I gotta go get something at Sears. She goes, okay. So I just go in there and watch some of the Charger game. And we didn't have cell phones then, so she couldn't go, where are you at? That's if she spoke like that. And so I'd do that, and I'd go running down. Oh, what store? I got lost. I couldn't figure out which store you guys were in. Anyway.
I didn't know you were married to Ethel Merman.
Gotta dance. All right. Mike, well, is it a clean sweep?
Since it's a clean sweep, I'll read from the chat. Tim says, I'm going to just assume Russ's camera is a live image, and he's an amazing human statue.
Oh, too funny. Yep, classic. That's a good one, Tim.
And Russ doesn't even get the joke.
No,
he's smiling in the picture. Yeah. I mean, live
image. Oh, okay. Yeah, he's got it.
That's funny. Funny. Next up is Russ, the human statue. Green Bay versus Minnesota, and what's his name is starting?
Sam Bradford,
number one overall pick a few years back.
$12 million quarterback.
St. Louis Rams at the time. So what do you think, Russ?
I'm taking Green Bay.
Really? First game, home game in that stadium. It's going to be loud.
Yeah, go Green Bay.
All right. Matt,
I'm picking Green Bay, and even though the inaugural you want it to be great, it just never happens that way. So.
All right, Debbie Downer, Mike, you're going with
since we're all doing the same picks here, I want to change it up and give my horrible downfall. Keep it going here. I'm going to go Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Bury myself even further down in the standings.
Well, since I'm tied with you for last, I'm going with the same logic. I really think that it's going to be so loud in there for Green Bay.
So congratulations, Matt and Russ.
Yeah. I'm picking Minnesota also. And to finish it out, the Monday night game. I was going to say this about Bill Belichick.
Bum, 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 bum.
You see what he does with most quarterbacks that they've had in the system. They seem to work. If he got Jay Cutler, could they still be successful?
He would have been cut.
You think so?
So that just that's
no. But if he has to go with, if he has to go with Jay Cutler,
if he has to use him, gun to his head.
Would they be successful?
I don't know. That's a lot of turnovers with Cutler.
But if he's put in a position to win,
is the game at night? Is it a day game? Like,
I'm gonna say now, as much as I rag on Jay Cutler, I think he would win in New England with Bill Belichick.
Is Ed Hockley blowing his whistle?
Is it on the moon, like Tennessee versus LA?
It could be.
Oh, that space game would be awesome.
It'd take a while to get everybody up there, though, right? Because you need
all the weightlessness.
You have to get up. It's 48 players per team that actually play in the game.
But you know that would be amazing, right? Like Gronk, like party, like playing up.
How many people could you get? I mean, that's the space shuttle. Could the space shuttle go to the moon? I don't think it can it?
Yeah, there's a lot of logistics too. You know, like how do you get everybody out of the stadium once it's over? Yeah.
Well, you couldn't have it. You couldn't have any fans. Let's be realistic. It'd take about 200 people to go up there. So you're talking how many trips would you have to make?
Right. That's true.
And back in the Apollo missions, they only took three up there and only two could go down to the moon. So you'd have to at least then someone would have to fly the ship back. So you could only bring up like two people at a time.
Yeah, wait, and only a few like space trainers. You know.
Can we get Neil deGrasse Tyson on the show next week?
That might help.
Help us answer this question.
Or Carl Sagan.
Billions out who's gonna win, Philly or Chicago. Miles.
Well, let's finish this off.
Bill Cosby.
Got jalopy.
Billions and billions.
Billions and billions. That was Carl Sagan who was before. Sagan. Philly versus Chicago, and I think it's Matt.
Yep.
Okay. I'm taking Chicago. Took him last week. I don't like it. Oh, wait. No. Scratch that. I'm taking Philly.
I was going to say it's a night game.
Wait, do you have that backing up sound again? Beep, 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 beep.
Let me get back into my car. Back this all the way up to Philly.
And Michael.
I will go with Chicago. No backing up here.
I'm also going with Chicago, but I'll probably root for Philly just because why not? And Russell
sucker punched.
I'm gonna take Philly.
Philly. Wow.
All right.
So we mixed it up at the end.
Russ.
All right, guys. That's our picks for tonight.
Do you want to thank some patrons, Jeff?
I do like to thank some patrons that make this show possible. And they all got headphones like this. Let me turn real quick.
Talk, turn. Boom.
These actually are pretty cool headphones.
I hear some other podcasters on Jay and Jack Network got headphones too, like on the broadcast.
Well, boo-hoo on them. you got to put your time in. You got to put your time in, right?
Oh.
That's what we've been doing like these last like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, you got to put your time in. I've been doing this for this. It'll be 11 years in October.
Hence the name Jay and Jack Network.
Yeah, there you go. So special privileges. Well, I had to try them out, see if they were good.
So you get
next time.
There you
time,
go. How's that? The Jay and Jack logo. That look good?
Wait, Jimmy John's? You guys have Jimmy John's advertising now?
Do what?
He didn't hear it.
I'm working on Squatty Potty.
No, I'm saying you guys are now advertising for Jimmy John's.
Jimmy John's. It does look like Jimmy John's, doesn't it? Yeah, I am contacting Squatty Potty. I have an email to contact Squatty Potty because if you've listened to a lot of the podcasts, Squatty, and I think we have 15 confirmed sales that people have bought the Squatty Potty after listening to us.
Oh crap!
It is oh crap, and I'll tell you right now, I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the Squatty Potty, even though sometimes I do say, "All right, I want to take some time, so I'll go to another bathroom and take my laptop with me just so I can, you know, catch up on the news and stuff."
So you're not only an owner, you're a user.
Yeah, you know, like with the hair club for men.
Sometimes you like to go back to the old way. Because
sometimes, like, you know, it's like,
how I used to. Yeah.
Oh, man, I missed those 20-minute breaks. Jeez, you know, it's only
I just sit there for 5 minutes with nothing.
Because I'll go on the squatty potty and I'll come back and my wife goes, "You're back already?" I go, "Well, I had the squatty potty. What do you want me to do?"
And she's like, "I'm only like a tenth of the way through of a Three Stupid Guys podcast."
Yeah, exactly. Anyway.
Hey, go ahead. Nick, I just wanted to say, calling Jack out.
Calling me out.
You can't mention sports talk on your married man show. You know, they start talking about football. You're like,
we're the forgotten show.
No, I said, didn't I say the shows that we do on the latest Married Man? Have you listened to it yet?
No, I'm 2 weeks behind.
At the very end.
Okay. No,
I've listened to the recent one.
I swear I mentioned it. I know I said Walking
Dead.
There
was this whole 5 minute talk with Boston about, you know, how great his New England Patriots are.
Well, we did that. We did that to piss off Tim.
I see.
Yeah, it was all planned. I don't want to say anything's planned, but that was planned ahead of time.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
Anyway, so
we
go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, if you enjoy the Jay and Jack Podcasting Network, please donate to
patreon.com/jayandjack, or you can go to jayandjack.com and there's a little button there that says become a patron. You can become a patron. And at this time, I'd like to thank three special patrons: Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richner Gladfelder, and Brad from Chicago. Thanks for doing what you do. Russ, I cannot tell if you're still there or not because you're the human statue.
I am here.
Okay.
Good way to end it too.
I like Tim's talking about the Married Man show. You can't take a show seriously with a guy with two football teams. Oh my god. Anyway, we missed you, Tim. All right, guys. Anything else you guys want to add before we cut out of here?
Don't you guys do that every time for like?
Oh yeah,
I wanted to hear Matt beep again.
LootCrate.com. If you like geeky goodness, you can go to lootcrate.com/jayandjack and order for $20 a month. You get $45 a month worth of geeky goodness. What do you guys get? What is it? What is the special this time, guys? This month?
It would be. I'll leave it up to Matt.
All right, Matt.
Go for Matt.
A car backing up. Like, clearly that's what it is.
A new bike?
You know, you get
a squatty potty.
A squatty potty.
In the box.
In the box.
In the Loot Crate box.
Geeky goodness, squatty potty.
Oh crap.
All right, guys, that's it. We're done. Thanks for everyone in the chat. Enjoyed it. It was fun. I'm glad I got in chat this week.
Becky.
Thanks for joining us and hanging in there. Sorry, things got crazy with me.
No, it's perfect now, Matt. Your smiling face.
This is what I'm going to do from now on. I'll just come to work. Yeah. Just come to work and do the
show.
It's
perfect.
So, I'd like to say that it was a great show, one in a million.
It was actually usual.
it's still early in the season, though.
It is. We're getting our feet wet.
Yeah, you know, you do what you can. All right, guys. Hasta luego and goodbye.
See you guys.
Salutations.
I already said my thing.
That's what I thought. Okay, bye.
See you next week.
Bye.